never-ending radio show, recovery, recharge.
Everywhere we go, we run into people who are just living life without any kind of spiritual guidance at all. So they're completely self-reliant on everything. But the problem with that is we're all flawed people. We all have this spiritual disease. And if we don't do anything to treat that disease, the symptoms of that disease are going to show themselves to varying degrees, right? We're going to go out there in the world and we're going to be being spiritually diseased, exposed to additional spiritual disease, which is highly contagious, and that person's disease takes that person in a direction that you don't usually go in. But with the exposure, then that part starts to seep into our lives. We start, you know, we are the sum total of everyone that we ever hung out with, right? Everything that we ever did and everyone we ever hung out with, we are the sum total of all of that. And so who have we hung out with? If we've hung out with spiritually diseased people, then we continue to be spiritually diseased. You know, they told me coming in at first, they said, stick with the winners. Because, you know, everyone's at different stages of their recovery. Everyone is at different places in their up and down cycle that we all go through, right? Newcomers, the up and down cycle is way high and way low. It's all up and down. I mean, and the longer you get it, the longer you stay sober and the more steps you work and the more program you practice, the waves lose amplitude, right? The waves aren't as big anymore. And you stay closer to the center, closer to zero, you know, which isn't zero like lack of life. It's zero interference in life, right? The higher these waves are, the more interference there is, you know? And so we walk around every day and we encounter people who have done nothing to enlarge their spiritual condition or even acknowledge their spiritual condition. And so we have to keep that in mind as we go through the day. And I didn't know any of this until I studied this stuff and became self-reflective, you know, looked at me and my actions and realized, wow, man, this is messed up stuff I was doing. And the worst part of it was I thought I was right the whole time. I really did. I was 180 degrees out of phase with reality, you know, and it, for me, gosh, it's an era of discovery that I had been craving my whole life. You know, we're all pretty smart people, I think, and we know how to really grind it out. Whatever it is, we can really put the effort. We can really grind it out. But most of the time, we're grinding it out in the wrong direction. So, you know... What I've learned in here is that A, I don't have to grind it out all the time, most importantly. And then B, when I do have to grind it out, that I'm grinding it out in a productive way, in a way that someone else can benefit from my actions. Instead of someone else hurt from my actions, maybe someone else can benefit from my actions.
It's the Never Ending Radio Show.